Welcome to Community News and Review on 1230 WBZT for Broward County and the Palm Beaches. Recorded live every Saturday this month at the Waterstone Resort and Marina in Boca Raton. Featuring discussions and interviews with business and community leaders with real solutions and provable concepts. You're welcome to join the CNR Networking, now in its third year of broadcasting on Clear Channel in South Florida. Now here's your host and executive producer of today's show, Philip Bell.
Welcome back, my friends. When it comes to information on their credit reports, 80% is inaccurate. And even information that may not even be tied to you because you have the same name as well. From student loans to other marks on your credit, you need help. And from the leading credit repair company, which is Ask For Premier Credit Repair, founder Alicia Khan is going to be coming on our program and educating us on how to take action to clean up our credit. You're paying too much in interest or being denied, or even these days they can pull your credit report and you won't get a job because of it. You know, the economy has been a strain on a lot of people the last several years, but one of the biggest issues, and you could Google this, is the misinformation, wrong information, or information that should not be on your credit report. 80% of all credit reports have problems on there. And I have Alicia Khan. And Alicia Khan is the founder, president, CEO of Ask For Premier Credit Repair. And I asked her to have a proof of concept for me. It's one thing for me to hear from her or do look at the thousands of clients you've went through that you've helped successfully. I asked you to, is there a client that you could bring on? And you said, matter of fact, yes, there's a host to choose from. And you contacted Charles, who is a satisfied user of your service, satisfied because you didn't just promise, you got results. And first of all, I'd like to say good evening to Alicia and, of course, Charles.
Good evening, Phil. How are you tonight?
Very good.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Charles. And it's interesting enough, our resident coach, one of the staples of our program, because the cornerstone of any thriving community is business, is John Mulray, and he knows you as well. What a small world. But before we continue, and I have a bunch of good questions, and some questions even from our audience, you've got so much interest in what you do, because everybody seems to want to have good credit. As a matter of fact, even to get a job these days, they could pull your credit report if they don't like what you see. Charles, you met her at one of the expos. Walk me down the process.
Well, I had recently had a difficult time in my own personal economy. You mentioned the economy being difficult and people trying to repair their credit.
Right.
I had a three-year bout with throat cancer with my late wife, and that was part of the reason why my credit went in the tank in the first place. So right after her passing in December and I came back to the South Florida community, I wasn't in for any more difficulties in my life, and I started interviewing credit repair companies. And what I found mostly was companies that were absentee owner run.
Yep.
And interviewing a lot of people that had bad experiences where they were paying monies and couldn't find out if their reports were getting done. And when I found Alicia, I found out that hers was just the opposite of that.
She had
a web page where she would report everything to me. It took me almost a year and a half, 2 years, to find someone that I had enough confidence in that I could, you know, begin to restore my credit.
Well, from restoring your credit, Charles, how long did it actually take from the time you started with her? How many months did it actually take to see any results?
Well, to date, the scores went from the low 400s up to 700, but over 60% of that repair happened within the first 90 days.
Within
Within 90 days, the scores went from the low 400s up over almost to 600.
Yeah.
And then incrementally since then, the highest point has been when I recently refinanced a vehicle. My Equifax score was 700.
Wow, and that made a big difference, I assume, from what you're paying if you had 400 to 700. Am I correct?
29% interest to 3.
Whoa, repeat that. What's the big difference?
29% when my credit score was in the fours.
Right.
When I had to get the car. But having refinanced it recently, it's now 3%.
You know, Alicia, I always consider you an investment that pays off. I just didn't know that was that big. My goodness.
Yeah. And most people, if you don't mind me.
Yeah, go ahead.
People in the 400s that are coming to us are not qualifying for the home loan, for any loan. I work in a real estate office. I always say home loan, a car loan, for any type of credit. So we have two goals for every client. The first goal is we want to help them to get their foot in the door,
right,
literally or figuratively.
Yep.
And the second goal is we want to help them to not only qualify, but qualify at the best interest rate. And I think Charles is a perfect example of what we try to achieve for every single client that comes through our door.
Well, let me tell you, Charles, I wish I had more time to really hear the benefits, but right then and there, from double digits all the way down, over 20%, all the way down to 3%, and that's just it, Alicia. You get the report correct, and you get to be off that, what I like to call the high interest chain, that they prey upon people with bad credit.
That's right. It's an investment in yourself. Credit
yeah.
restoration, you're investing in yourself so that eventually you will be able to save money. That's the whole purpose, is you, instead of paying, of course, depending upon the price of your car or your home, but even with a home, you can pay $900 extra in interest alone versus much less, or a car. Obviously, you can pay $400, $500 extra, of course, depending upon the price of the car. Then if you were to come in, walk in the door with a very good score, they'll roll out the red carpet for you, and as Charles said, you'll pay much lower.
John has a quick question for you.
Well, it's more of a comment because of this, the real element here, that the point that's critical, is by engaging into lowering raising your credit score, that wheel of continual debt actually does play a significant role in the reduction of it. You just brought up the example of a car, but when you start looking at other factors going down the road, the ability to get your credit in line makes all your other decisions much easier.
It's pervasive. It's embedded into our society more than ever before, even to apply for a job. All government jobs, from what I understand, require, it's not even covert, it's overt, require good credit. And private companies, you know, maybe not, some of them do, some of them don't, but government require good credit. And not only do they require good credit, as you go through your employment, they will, I think it's yearly, check your credit to make sure you can maintain your position. Car insurance,
sure.
About 2 or 3 years ago, they started pulling credit to determine your car insurance rate. I mean, it's becoming, I want to say absurd, but it's part of our society.
Alicia, how long can derogatory items remain on credit reports?
That is an excellent question. Actually, all of the items that you see on the credit reports are attached to a different number of years that they can remain on the report for. There are a majority, late car payments, late mortgage payments, late credit cards, late hospital bills. They can all stay on the report up to 7 years. From the day you missed the payment, or from the day you just stopped paying the bill, period. For collection agencies, mm-hmm. 7.5 years. Bankruptcies can stay on the report up to 10 years, with the exception of a Chapter 13 discharge. A discharge Chapter 13 can stay on the report up to 7 years. Liens, judgments are 7 years. And tax liens, that's the only item.
Even student loans, I want our audience to know, while you can get this derogatory stuff removed because it's either not reported correctly or they don't have the sustaining documents on there, that doesn't mean you do not owe that debt. Am I correct?
That's correct. What we're doing is we're working towards removing all of the derogatory items mm-hmm. off the credit reports so that each of our clients will look better on paper, prettier on paper is how I like to say it,
yeah.
So that when someone pulls your credit report, those items that were not meeting up to the criteria established within the Fair Credit Reporting Act are no longer showing on that report. They're just absent. It's not even up for discussion. Now, to answer your question, we're not removing the debts. That's correct. We're not saying you don't owe this money anymore. What we're saying is we're only having dialogues with the credit reporting agencies, and we're telling them, look, these certain laws were violated when this item was put on the report. Therefore, you need to remove it off the report.
Excellent. And I want to remind my audience how you operate. You operate within the law. There's over 300 laws, and you're well-versed
correct.
In all of them. And that's why you've been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Alicia, I'm going to ask you to give out the contact information. I want to let our audience know, when I called you, I got you. You're very hands-on, and you can
okay.
ask to speak with her directly.
954-217-3763, and I'm at extension 106, and our nationwide is 1-866-598-6364. And, of course, your listening audience can find us on the World Wide Web. Ask for Premier Credit Repair ask4premier.com.
And that's the number four. It's easy to find. Even you just type in Ask for Premier Credit, you'll get you as well. But Ask for Premier Credit Repair, you are the founder. You're thriving. You're expanding. You've added more resources to your firm. You work until the job gets done, and I'm a big fan of you, and you know that. Alicia Khan, Ask for Premier Credit Repair. We thank you, Charles, for coming on as well.
You're welcome, Phil. Privilege to speak with you.
Back at you. And you should come down sometime, Charles. Be a guest of John. Come out and watch the show. We're at great locations. And for all this month,
we appreciate that. That would be my privilege.
It's a lot of fun, good food, and the people here are enjoying everything, the ambiance from the resort and the food. But Ask for Premier Credit Repair. Alicia Khan, they're simple to find for our listeners at our Drive Time Prime Time. Just remember, Ask for Premier Credit Repair. Google them. You'll find them. And certainly get your credit taken care of, because you're going to be saving thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars. Alicia, we look forward to your next installment.